Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
Hammer and Nigel presents
is
it depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. Is this anything?
On 93 WIPC.
Hammer, how do we play? Is this anything?
I'll run some stories by you. You tell us if they're anything or not. That simple. Is this anything? Lawmakers in Tennessee have introduced a bill to replace Columbus Day with Super Bowl Monday to give everybody the day off after the game. Here are opinions from the people around Nashville weighing in.
Most of the people are either hungover or they just don't want to come to work because the Super Bowl runs way into late hours. I think it'd be great.
Yeah. Well, I would participate in any day off.
Why do we keep coming up with holidays?
It almost seems like a backdoor way to cancel a real holiday.
Yeah, yeah, that's something. As long as it's not some woke initiative to cancel Columbus Day because evil Christopher Columbus. But I love how that first guy. Can you just cue that up again? Just play that.
Most of the people are either hungover or they just don't want to.
I love how that guy's like, yeah, most of the people in this state are drunk and hungover anyway. So yeah, make it a holiday. I love that idea. I love the idea of making the day after a Super Bowl a holiday. Because, yes, I'm going to be honest with you, I might have a little bit of a twinge of a hangover, especially as much money as I've got riding on this game.
You made a pretty sizable wager.
I did. It was out of emotion and anger, and I don't regret it, but let's just say I emptied my account, and I am rooting for the Eagles to win this game.
So was this in any way what you call an anger bet?
Yes, actually it was, because I live bet the Purdue-IU game when Purdue was down by 15 points. I got him at plus 500. I go, you know they're going to make a run. They're the number one team in the country. They got the best player in college basketball. You know Purdue is going to make a run. So I've been on a string of losses lately like you haven't seen. And I thought, I got this. And when they were down by one, I thought, this is it. I'm going to win. And then I was seething after the game, and I said, screw it. You know what? I need to double my account. I'm just going to put the entire $400 on the Eagles.
Baby.
Eagles money line to win the Super Bowl. So it may have been an anger bet, as I like to call it. Yes.
And you said you've been in a rough streak lately?
Oh, a long time. Long, 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 long.
So I'm going to hammer the Chiefs then. Four bills, though. Four hundy on the Eagles. Or as Fetterman would say, the Eagles! Is this anything? A Michigan woman is being praised for returning almost $15,000 that she found on the ground while walking to work.
Wow.
Because of her generosity, people have raised tens of thousands of dollars to help get her a car so she doesn't have to walk anymore.
That's cool.
Here is Diane Gordon and Lieutenant Ivory talking about what happened and who the money belonged to.
Looked down on the ground and found a plastic bag that had a large sum of money in it. This doesn't belong to me. I need to call a police officer.
It never really crossed our mind to do anything other than turn it over. Inside the bag was also wedding cards. So we come to find out that these are gifts from a wedding that had occurred that day. I think it was $14,780 worth of cash.
It's okay. I mean, it didn't belong to me.
Oh, yeah, this is something that's cool. They got her a new car after fundraising and after she found all that money. And $15,000, was it?
$15,000.
I'd like to think I'd do the same thing. It just, you know, how arduous and cumbersome of a process would it be to find out who the owners were is the only thing. Like, I'm getting home. I'll call the non-police emergency number, and you could come and get it.
$15,000, though.
If they say come to the station, I'm like, nah, you guys got to come here and get this thing.
I think I would do the right thing. If I found $15,000, I would turn in $10,000 and say, I found this in the street. You know me. I'm here to help. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.